This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on March 20th, 2018. I'm Mark Boulanger. Governments and multinational corporations have been negotiating a huge trade deal called the Trades and Services Agreement, TISA. 22 governments, plus the European Union, are part of the negotiations. They include Australia, Canada, and the United States. If implemented, TISA would cover 70% of the world's trade and services. To help unions and their members understand the potential effects of the deal, the International Union of Food Workers, the IUF, commissioned a comprehensive analysis of TISA. I talked to Jane Kelsey, the author of the report. Dr. Kelsey is a professor of law at the University of Auckland in New Zealand. I asked her to explain the basics of TISA and who is promoting the agreement.
Well, as workers and unions know, over the last 30 to 40 years, we've had an onslaught of what some of us call neoliberalism or market and corporate driven rules that work for them, the 1% and not for the 99%. That model is now in trouble, and so the corporations and countries that have been sponsoring it want to lock in that model, and one of the ways of doing so is negotiating international agreements that are binding and enforceable outside the country and that prevent future governments, future union activism, future activism of any sort, changing that direction and that paradigm. And that's basically what the Trade and Services Agreement seeks to do, alongside various of the other negotiations that people may have heard of, such as the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement or the TTIP Agreement and so on. So who is driving this? There is a group of corporates who call themselves Team TISA. They are some of the biggest lobby groups led out from the US, but the majority of them are actually not just the big banks and the big telecom companies and the big logistics companies, but they're also now the big digital operators. And they're wanting rules which their friendly governments, who call themselves the really good friends of services, they want rules that will basically prevent the future regulation of their operations, whether by foreign investment in countries or by digital means and so on from offshore.
There are workers who say that because they are involved in manufacturing or agriculture, that an agreement about services does not affect them. How do you respond to that argument?
The world has changed from the old days of industrial capitalism when we thought about services as simply being things like health and education and tourism. These days, everything has been servicified. Almost everything now that goes into creating them, distributing them, marketing them, people consuming them, is services, including even in the factories and on the plantations. And people who work in those sites will have seen increasing use of contract labour, for example, bringing in contractors who do bits of the work. Well, those are all considered services. Increasing use of technologies, whether it's artificial intelligence and robots and drones or satellite and digital tracking of what workers are doing and so on. All of that is services. People who work in fisheries, it's all now basically driven by a whole range of tech and support services. But actually the real business of running, of operating a brewery, or those who are working even in the food distribution, like people who are working in fast food joints and so on, all of those now are totally services sectors.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.